Right. Hi, I'm Carla Reeve, and I'm running for District 30 State Senate. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for joining us, Carla.
One of the things I'd love to talk about today is what's important for myself here in the candidate race and what I believe is important for District 30. One of the things I'd like to say that is I'm a people person, and I'm a really good listener, and I'm able to analyze the issues. I'm decisive in making and explaining decisions that are practical sense to the public. I have worked with so many people from all walks of life, and I've learned to work cohesively with others regardless of their political philosophy. I love to problem solve, and I would work hard for the issues affecting District 30. I'm a businesswoman, and I'm an employee of a business, and I've been responsible for preparing and working within budgets. And I've had to learn and work with different departments, and I'm able to work with people from all walks of life, listening to their needs, being decisive in making decisions, and explaining what those decisions may be. I think these are all very important facts and issues for District 30.
So would you like to kind of dive into some of those major issues or topics that you would like the legislature to address?
Yes, I would. Thank you. There are three major issues and that I feel that I could help resolve. One of it is specifically water. Water is such an important issue for the Black Hills and for District 30. Water is our future. It's our future for agriculture, our future for recreation, ecotourism. It's our livelihood, and it's our economic development. Water is our constitutional right for the people of South Dakota. And in addition to that, South Dakota could become a leader in clean energy development. Clean energy, policies, and jobs. Dirty energy threatens our state's natural resources, specifically water, and I would work very hard to protect what is inherently ours, as it does not need to be jeopardized in our future. Other issues that I believe in are that we need to develop a coordinated response to the outbreak of amphetamine use in South Dakota. Meth use and trafficking poses an imminent and serious danger to the health of our communities, and I would work to support progressive legislation and work with all communities across the state to stop this epidemic. I also support the expansion of Medicaid and Medicare legislation so that we can bring vital and continued care for aging citizens. These are all important issues to me.
And so you, your water, your Medicaid expansion, and your methamphetamine or any type of amphetamine usage. How would you bring about some legislation or solutions to address these issues that you mentioned?
Well, more importantly, what we have to do is protect what's important to us. This is our communities. And in regards to methamphetamine, we have to work with coordinated responses with other agencies. We have to bring legislation that prohibits the ability to buy household items, household products that make methamphetamine. So we have to have strong legislation that simply limits the purchase power of these types of items. I know that Sudafed is on the list and it's already somewhat controlled, but there are other elements and other chemicals and such that are used. We need to work with law enforcement agencies, local communities, health organizations and such to bring effective legislation that helps stop this methamphetamine epidemic.
And any ideas or propositions about improving the water availability or perhaps the Medicaid expansion on your end?
Well, of course, water is a big issue here. We have had in the past, I have worked as an advocate for clean water. I'm in the community of Fall River County. And we have fought very diligently about the uranium mining issue. I personally have attended many water board hearings, mining hearings. I have met with the Nuclear Regulatory Committee. I've met with Environmental Protection Agency. I have also met with Barbara Boxer's Office of Energy and Resources Committee in Washington, D.C. 2 years ago. testifying the importance of clean water for our communities. Uranium threatens our clean water, and we cannot afford to lose what we have here, which is a very healthy aquifer that feeds not only Rapid City, but the entire District 30.
Mm-hmm. Carla, anything else that you'd like to add that you haven't mentioned already?
Well, I wanted to say, most importantly, that I have a deep concern and love for this district and for this state. And I believe that it is an extraordinary region with vibrant and strong communities. And we have good citizens that want to see it thrive economically and protect its natural resources. And myself, I would work very hard for the District 30 citizens by lending good faith into this healthy growth. And I believe that I can offer a fair perspective and bring a new voice to District 30 and Pierre.